Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, a sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
It's time for the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. What's up, guys? It is Wednesday. You got Moose, you got Breezy, and we're just...
We're checking in!
Breeze, where's all of our friends that stopped checking in?
I know, literally. They're like, you stopped doing the thing! I don't know where they are. Where are you guys? Where's Nico and Steve? I need to send out a wellness check, to be honest, because I haven't heard from them in truly years. Unless they hit the lottery and we're like, we're done here.
They peaced out. Yeah.
Which very well could have happened.
It's been a minute. Hope you guys are having a good morning so far. 60 for the high. And yeah, it's going to turn out to be a nice day. We're going to see a lot of sun.
Better than it was yesterday.
Yeah, but it was nice. I enjoyed that a lot.
Oh my God, I was miserable. I was like, I couldn't even go outside. I was getting dumped on.
That was the point. I just needed a day to sit inside. And do nothing.
I had to go outside, unfortunately, so that was tough for me. Let's see here. Good morning, Breezy and Moose. It's Amy from Soda checking in. My vibes are great today. Nevaeh's officially 15. It's her 15th birthday.
Hey!
And we're going to get seafood for dinner. Have a great day, guys.
It's your birthday.
Go Nevaeh. Go Nevaeh. It's your birthday.
All right.
We really
happy
just,
birthday, Nevaeh.
Yeah, we really... We're good at that, aren't we?
Crush it.
All right, who else is here? We have Hannah weighing in. Hannah says, good morning. Vibes are good today. Started a new show on Hulu last night, and I'm loving it.
Oh, which one?
She said Toxic. I also watched that, too.
You know, I was watching E! Entertainment last night, and I didn't know that Catfish came to an end. Season 9 wrapped up.
Oh, I've been, where have you been? I've been mourning it for like months.
Yeah, when did it
He's
end?
A real estate agent now.
Yeah.
Classic. Because well, that's what everybody does when their life's going great.
Dad. It's his dad's biz. It's his dad's business. He, you know, it's a humble brag there. He's like, there's been 6 production companies that reached out to maybe get me back in TV.
It's so bad. And I just feel like I really missed my shot. He's come to Rochester twice to throw out the first pitch for the Red Wings, and I missed it.
I didn't know
both
that.
Times. Well,
you
first
know,
first time was your fault, if I'm being honest, because we were in here doing our demo, and I was like, I really need to go, and you're like, we got to do this demo, and I'm like,
I didn't do nothing about that. Don't put this on me.
It was horrible.
You know, all good things must come to an end. That's just how.
So his new co-host. Well, she wasn't new. She was there for many, many seasons. But his final co-host, Cammy, love her. Interviewed her multiple times on this show. Like, she is an absolute...
She's a doll.
Queen, gem, princess. And she just added such a layer to that show that I really enjoyed. And I'm just going to have to start watching reruns. But the thing is... That breaks my heart is I've watched every episode so many times that it only takes me 5 to 10 minutes to know exactly how it's going to end. Catfish is my comfort show. Catfish is everything I've ever wanted in a reality show. And it's just really sad to me. Thanks for bringing that up this morning.
Yeah.
Ruining my Wednesday.
How I feel about the John Wayne Gacy tapes. You know what I mean?
Right. Except this went on for like 14 seasons.
We like different things. Yeah, but John's been killing people for years. Okay, so.
Right.
That being said.
Right.
All right, let's get to one more person in here. Who do we got, Breeze?
Also, Catfish came to Rochester multiple times. Anyways, it's fine. It's no big deal. Who else is here? Gina's here. She says, good morning. Vibes are okay this morning. I have a little bit of a cold, but I think that's pretty par of the course.
Yeah, it is. This is the week. This is where it kicks in, like clockwork. Every year, people are getting the flu. People are getting COVID 20, 21, all the COVIDs. You know, so protect yourself. Mm-hmm. If you got to wear a mask, wear a mask.
I can't believe COVID was 5 years ago.
It's crazy.
That's nutty.
It's crazy.
That is nutty.
Yeah.
Coolio, yeah, vibes are okay today. I'm a little anxious because my parents are going to Europe for 2 weeks.
It's coming up. When are they leaving?
Today.
They leave today?
Yeah.
Bon voyage.
So, yeah.
You guys are going to have the best
time. They were like, can you take us to the airport? And I was like, absolutely wouldn't miss it for the world. And that will be great because I'll say goodbye to you at the airport. They call me and I'm like, we got a ride. I'm like, so I'm not going to see you or say goodbye? They're like, no.
What, are they going to Italy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're going on a cruise.
Oh, they're doing the cruise thing.
All the way through Italy.
Good for them.
Every stop in Italy.
They're going to have the best time. I hope
so. So I'm sobbing, but it's fine. They're really excited about it.
Your brother has the house to himself.
Which is just him like 60% of the year. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Great. Free home. I love it.
Free nice home. Very nice home. What about you? Vibes?
Back is still in pain, but we'll get through. I did a lot of stretching yesterday. I don't know what's going on.
Did you do my mom's suggestions?
Yeah, I did. And you helped me with it.
We need the Breezy PT.
Breezy was helping me stretch in the studio yesterday morning. I wish you guys could have seen
it. Very uncomfortable for me.
She's like, so you want me to press down on your inner thigh here?
I was like, oof.
That's just not.
I wish we had HR. We need a PT, like a show in-house PT, I think.
What does that mean?
Like a physical therapist. Like we need someone to come in and like
If somebody can
do exercises with us. I have a friend. I have a gal for that. Maybe she would come in. I don't know.
I do too. You like? Yeah.
Okay.
All right, guys. More than 50 schools from the Rochester area participated in the annual Rock With Your Hands career exploration event yesterday. And I was there representing 98 PXY in the radio station,
Joy. Answering
questions like you wouldn't believe. But I had to bring this up because
I'm asking for jobs. I barely have a job there.
Like, I don't know if we should be worried. It makes you wonder. I think I asked maybe 10 to 12 kids what they wanted to do when they graduated.
Okay.
And I'll allow you to guess on what you think they said. We'll talk about it coming up next on PXY. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. Yes, it's so good to have clarity.
Especially so important to have clarity.
When it comes
We don't have it, but like love that for you guys.
Yeah, but when it comes to knowing what you want to do after high school, sometimes it takes a real weight off your shoulders. More than 50 schools from the Rochester area participated in the annual Rock With Your Hands career exploration event yesterday at the Rochester Community Sports Complex.
I can't believe you were there, rocking with your hands.
I was. This event connected students to real-world career options in industries from grades 7 through 12. I mean, there was a ton of students. The weather sucked yesterday, but it was still a great event.
Period.
So I went out there after the show with the radio station, got a chance to speak with kids about their future.
You're going to be a star, baby.
One student asked me if 98PXY was a construction company.
Honestly, kind of.
Not exactly, but close.
Have they seen our hallways?
Yeah. Mayor Malik Evans came out. So there was over 75 employers.
You saw Fleeky Maliki?
I sure did.
In the flash?
I did.
Loving it.
There were 75 employers that offered kids hands-on experience. And when you're a kid like that and you're trying to figure out what you want to do, it's really great to see it up close. Like, okay, this might be something I might be interested in doing. There was a lot of skilled trades. It offers them an option to do that instead of maybe going to college when they graduate. Let's be honest, school is not for everybody. So many of these programs help kids get a peek behind the curtain of what's involved with some of these trades. And it gave these students a chance to just learn directly from a lot of these professionals that were there. And it makes you wonder. I think I asked 10 to 12 students what they wanted to do when they graduated and what their future looked like. And I would say maybe 8 out of the 12 all said the same thing. What do you think that is?
I don't know.
Come on.
No, did they say, I don't know?
No.
Oh.
Said they wanted to be an influencer.
Oh, duh.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I said, well, how do you get started with something like that? They said you post.
You know,
post online.
That would be like if everyone was like, if everyone said they wanted to be a doctor, we would have no other professions.
Yeah, but listen, you can say that now. Like in seventh grade, I was going to be a lawyer. And then a senior in high school, I was going to be a forensics investigator. Now look where I'm at. You change your mind. Things
sure
happen. Overall, really awesome event. Really cool. And so many kids yesterday were just excited to get an idea of what they may want to do after graduation. Coming up on the show, how many of you have ever seen someone at a bar completely ignoring a bartender's boundaries? Like probably every time you've ever gone into a bar. And who's responsible for stopping that? Is it the bartender when they've had enough? Or is it the manager to say, you're done.
Right.
Hit the road. I'll share with you what I saw coming up next on PXY Mornings.
98 PXY is free. And always will be.
I know for a fact that all of us have witnessed that one creepy bar patron that just is clueless when it comes to reading the room, because they love hitting on the cute bartender and they think they have a right to do so just because they paid for a drink. It's PXY
right.
Mornings, Moose Breezy. You know, I've seen this time and time again, and I even saw it the other night. Shoot us a call or text us at 585-252-9800 if you have seen this, or better yet, you're a bartender who has experienced this.
Because it's just like a Tuesday, you know what I mean?
Right, yeah. There's always that one customer who has the hots for one specific bartender. So there's a place close to my apartment where sometimes I'll go in there for dinner or drink. I'll sit right at the bar. And there was this guy in there who I've seen a handful of times. Loves hitting on the bartender. Loves it. And it gets to the point, though, where it's just uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And anytime the bartender would turn around or accidentally make eye contact with him, he would desperately try to start a conversation with her or get her attention.
Oh,
bartender's cute. She's blonde, probably in her late 20s. And the guy says to her, oh, it's nice to see you again. And she replies with, yeah, you too. Did you get enough to drink the other night? So already I knew he was just there the night before, right?
Right.
He's a local. This is his spot. And it got weird because he would not stop talking with her. And she was clearly uncomfortable. But a lot of bartenders and servers, you know, they put up with it because they understand people like this exist and they're trying to make that bag. You know what I mean?
You got to do it.
Especially if you're a bartender. I just felt so bad for her because, I don't know, it was just so freaking creepy to watch. She's doing everything she can to avoid him. And she's running around filling drinks and checking on the customers who were barely there, while he just sits there staring at her, mouth open, catching flies, completely oblivious to the fact that he's being creepy. And I'm going to tell you, it was really weird, you guys. And I don't know how women who used to work at Hooters would deal with this every night. Like, do you just go home emotionally and mentally exhausted by the thought of you having to get up the next day and do it all over again?
No, thank you.
Knowing that Mr. Jeepers Creepers is going to be sitting at that same bar stool come 5 o'clock. And for the record,
they also are using this to their full advantage because they're stuck there. They know the bartender can't leave. She can't go anywhere.
Oh,
there's nowhere for her to go.
They've memorized her shift. They know where she is
at
all times.
The most manipulative, like weird. I don't know. It's so bizarre.
For the record, I'm going to just tell you, this guy he's not good looking. If he was and acted like a normal human being, he might have a shot with her. But what guy who comes in every single night to the same bar and sits there and gawks at the bartender, which one of them, are they ever good looking? Nah, I don't know. Because I'll never forget one night. Like, you never want to be this guy. And I'll never forget one night during Fairport Music Fest last year. My buddy and I walk into TJ Ryan's in Fairport. And it's after midnight. And I'm standing there looking around and I'm thinking, this isn't going to work for me. So I walk over to my buddy and say, we need to get the hell out of here. He says, why? I said, because everyone in here looks either 21 or younger, and we look like two creepy older guys trying to pick them up. I said, we got to go. We got to leave.
We got to be there.
We got to shut it down. So I've never worked in a restaurant. I have been a guest bartender plenty of times. So
he's like, so it's basically the same thing.
That counts for something though, right? And do you guys think it's the bar's responsibility to step in when a customer is being creepy, or is it on the employee to manage this? Like, I want to know, where's the line between harmless flirting and creepy behavior?
It's interesting, right? Because although it's annoying and like not great, the person who's enduring this,
yeah,
doesn't necessarily want them to leave because. I guess it depends on how much they drink and how much they tip. Like, if they're a good tipper, whatever, sit there, belly up at the bar and do what you need to do. But if they're just sitting there and distracting you and being annoying and not leaving you any money and not really drinking, they're nursing one beer.
They're nursing that Jenny Light for 2 hours.
Like, okay.
I know some of you have creepy stories. 585-252-9800. But that's what it is, too. They're never really drinking anything hard. Some of them are, but it's always that, you know, let me get a Jenny Light.
Yeah.
They leave their cash on the bar. Here's a five. Here's a couple of ones. That's for you, baby.
Cute.
You play your cards right. This like, could all be yours.
Burns the cards in front of him.
I just get one text coming in right now from Megan that says, ew, men are gross. Megan, it's not just men, okay? Did you see Baby Reindeer? That woman was gross.
That was like one instance in the UK. Like, this happens literally everywhere. My God.
I'm just saying. I've seen this so many times.
He's like, but what about that one girl? It's like, what about the 1 million men?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying. Like, that was a really bad. So even men wouldn't go as far as that woman on Baby Reindeer did. That was crazy. Let's get to some of your messages coming in.
They have and they do. Nice. What? He's like, they would never. They wouldn't even think about it. I'm like, why did I watch someone putting poison in a girl's smoothie last night?
Good morning, guys.
Cyanide.
I've seen this so many times. Some guys just don't get it. They think buying a drink gives them a free pass. One guy kept trying to chat up the bartender for 45 minutes straight, and it was painful to watch. Yes, it is. It's very painful to watch.
This guy. So, again, I was at Applebee's on Saturday.
Who were you with?
Patrice.
You guys just went for the apps? Like,
yeah, we went for a drink and a little sampler platter.
I love that.
We live right across the street.
Really? I'd be down.
Walked.
Oh, man. This just keeps getting better.
I know.
Can they have dollar margaritas?
This guy comes barreling in through the bar. He's like, what is going on? What is going on out there? Where are all these senile people behind the wheel? I was driving safely and I almost hit him. I'm like, you're literally seven beers deep.
Yeah. This guy was blackout drunk.
Literally. He's like, this is so sad that this is what's happening. Patrice starts getting political. I'm like, we got
to
go.
Oh, yeah. This is not the place to do it. We're literally at Applebee's. Just give me some of those jalapeno poppers.
Yeah.
I bartended a busy spot, and I swear some people don't understand that a drink is not a permission slip to act creepy all night. A bartender can only deal with so much. So majority of the time, it's the manager who's responsible for dealing with anyone who is harassing or making the bartenders or servers feel unsafe or uncomfortable.
Right. Makes sense.
Emily says, I used to work as a bartender in college years back, and there was a guy who would come in almost every night and bring a notebook with him. And he'd write things down about me while I was bartending, what I was wearing, who I was talking to, and he'd later quote it in conversation like he knew me personally.
I absolutely hate it here. No, I hate it here.
Yeah, but women are bad too. I mean, you guys saw Baby Reindeer.
You need help.
98PXY.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy Breeze. If your 10-year-old daughter's friend was hosting a Halloween party, but the child's mother dressed like a hooker, is that a good enough reason to keep your child from attending the party?
Moose goes, drop the link.
Let's get over to our friend Diana this morning, who's so gracious to share her story with us. She wants to know if she's being a protective parent or if she's just being too judgmental. Hi, good morning, Diana.
Good morning.
All right.
What's the vibe? What's the tea?
Okay. So my daughter's 10 years old, and most of her little friends are going to this party, same one as last year.
Okay.
Gosh, I don't know. I can't.
Hasn't even started.
I know.
Wait, how old's your daughter? 10?
She's been on this earth for a decade, okay? It's not been that long. Let's just say, well, okay. So first of all, last year, the mom, the one hosting it.
Okay.
She shows up to the front door of her house, I kid you not, in some kind of leather corset situation. She's set up in these, the whole nine yards, just the leather corset with these like patent leather thigh high boots.
Moose is like, let me get her number.
Yeah, come through. This is, by the way, God. She's wearing this for a party of like 8 and 9 year olds.
Yeah, yeah.
Cute.
No one's past the age of 10 years old. So I don't know what the appeal is here or who that's for, but it looked like she was going to some kind of bachelorette party in Vegas, not about to hand out some juice boxes to kids.
Right.
Okay?
She was getting after it. Okay, nice. Ooh,
it was just uncomfortable, and it was ridiculous.
Okay.
So this year, I want to be proactive, okay? I want to get in front of this. My daughter's been talking about this party for like the last couple of weeks, so I very nicely asked the mom, just, hey, you know, out of curiosity, any fun costume ideas for this year?
For herself.
Yeah, you're like kind of putting feelers out. You're like, hey, so are you going to wear clothes this year? Like, not really. That's going to be the deciding factor whether my sweet Janine can go, you know?
What did she say, Diana?
Yeah. She says, quote, I think I'm going to be a cute snow bunny. I mean, what's a snow? When you think snow bunny, what comes to mind?
She's not vegan.
I don't even know.
What is it?
I Googled it, and it's you're either a little skier,
yeah,
or a Playboy throwback. I mean, you know, either way, there's fur, you know.
Right, there's a lot of fur. A lot of fur involved. Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
She's just wearing the thigh-high fur boots with nipple tassels. We don't know.
Fur ones.
Of course. She has a rabbit's foot. We don't know.
So now what?
I don't know. I don't want my 10-year-old walking into that. I don't even know where to begin to explain that.
You told her she can't go?
Yeah. And she's not talking to me. I'm sorry. I just don't know why we can't just dress like, I don't know, maybe a witch. Or a pumpkin,
see, this is like crazy. I went to a party. This was like a couple weeks ago. It was a birthday party. And the mom dressed in full Elphaba, down to like painted her face green.
Okay.
Like
okay.
obviously nothing was showing, but I'm like, see, this is a mom that goes hard for her kid.
Sure.
The other one is just asking for attention from whether it be kids, other parents. I'm not really sure what's going on.
Well,
but...
it makes you wonder though. Who's she doing this for?
Correct.
Is she doing it for herself or is she doing it for the kids? What is this really all about? And be honest with me, Diana. Is she sexy? Is she a good looking woman?
I don't even know if that's the point.
Well,
I'm
just
kind of like, you know, mom shame. You know, she can wear whatever she wants. Let's just say she does a lot of Pilates.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah.
Okay. So now my neighbor I'm close with says to me, don't punish your daughter just because you don't agree with how the mom dresses. I'm the bad guy. I want to know what parent is going to send their kid over there to hang out with a Playboy bunny.
Who would do this?
It shocks me that you have a daughter and not a son. Like, I feel like this would be a lot more prevalent if you had a son. But, I mean, I can see it either way. But that's crazy.
All right. Well, Diana, on your behalf, we're going to go ahead and ask the hard-hitting questions this morning. And to be clear, you told her she can't go because of what this mother is dressing like. Did you tell her the truth? Or did you sugarcoat it?
I might have not explained to her and the entirety of why she's not going. I don't know how to, because then I have to explain a Playboy.
Right.
And
right.
what a Playboy bunny is.
Okay, and, fair enough.
And that appropriate and not appropriate. So I didn't, you know, I was just like, you're not going to the party.
Right.
And
that
so
makes
she's
sense.
Not talking to me and it's the whole thing now. That's I'm the bad guy.
So if you guys are listening right now, tell us what you think. 585-252-9800. Does Diana have a point here? Is this completely inappropriate for a mom to be dressing this way? Or is Diana completely jealous over how many Pilates this woman is doing in a given week?
Oh, no, it's definitely not Pilates. I do Pilates all day long. That couldn't be it.
Humble brag.
All right, Diana, thank you so much for the call this morning. We'll get to some messages and calls coming in.
Okay, thank you.
All right, have the best day.
You too, thanks.
Bye. So anyone who just tuned in, Diana's on the phone. She just got off with us. And her 10-year-old daughter is a close friend at school who will be throwing a fun little Halloween party at her house. But the only issue is this mother who is hosting the party thinks it's okay to wear clothes that are barely on her.
Right.
Close to nothing around these kids. There's a time and a place when it comes to sexy Halloween costumes. But it sounds like... I don't know. It sounds like this mom might be making this party more about her than she is the kids. 585-252-9800. Would you or would you not let your child attend the party? We got a whole bunch of messages coming in and we want to get to all of them. We're going to take a quick break, but I'll get to one from this mom who says, why are we acting like this is normal? You're hosting a party for kids, not filming a TikTok thirst trap. Disgusting.
Oh, dear.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll hear what you guys have to say coming up next on PXY Mornings.
Connect with PXY Mornings on our socials.
Facebook.
IG.
X. 98 PXY Rochester.
It's Moose and Breezy on 98 PXY.
Moose, you're going to literally love this.
Give it to me.
It's actually so you-coded. It's not even funny. There is a new and exciting exhibit that landed at the Rochester Museum and Science Center. This happened on Monday, and it is a rocket simulator exhibit.
What?
Called the Astronaut. And it's too large to go through the building, so crews physically had to lift the materials piece by piece with a crane through the third floor window.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, I know. The exhibit is actually opening on Friday, October 17th. So not this Friday, but next Friday. And they said it's going to feel like you are going to be in a space station, says the vice president of programs for the exhibits of Rochester Museum and Science Center. They said you'll be able to sit in a piece of the rocket and there will be a simulated launch as well. So you're going to feel like you're going to space and you'll be able to go into the different living quarters and highlight all the workspaces that is within this rocket. I think you need to go. You need to do a video or something with them.
I don't have to take an edible every night to feel like I'm going to outer space.
No, fully. Okay, cool.
Did you hear I'm playing the Apollo 13 music? Yeah.
So this is really cool. I think you're going to love it. And if you come back in 2 weeks, be like, I didn't know about it.
No, this is something I'm very, very interested in. I love space, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Love space.
Big space guy.
If you missed the conversation with Diana from earlier, here's a clip to catch you up to speed. Take a listen to what we talked about.
She shows up to the front door of her house. I kid you not. In some kind of leather corset situation. The whole nine yards. Patent leather, thigh high boots.
Cute.
No one's past the age of 10 years old. So I don't know what the appeal is here or who that's for. But it looked like she was going to some kind of bachelorette party in Vegas. Not about to hand out some juice boxes to kids.
Right.
Okay?
She was getting after it. Okay, nice. Ooh,
it was just uncomfortable, and it was ridiculous.
Diana says her 10-year-old was invited to a friend's Halloween party, and she takes issue with the mom's Halloween costume. And let's say this mom enjoys dressing a little too adult around the kids. But if your kid's friend's mom was hosting a Halloween party, but she's dressing like the way Diana described in front of the kids, are you still letting them go? 585-252-9800. We'll get to all of your messages and calls coming up next.
98PXY is free and always will be.
Paid actors represent actual clients.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Diana's daughter is caught right in the middle, and we want to hear from you. Would you send your 10-year-old to a Halloween party hosted by mom dressed like a Playboy bunny? You know, if I was a father, I'm gonna be honest. This is a tough call because it depends on which Playboy bunny, to be exact. Because the 70s were a little bit more conservative.
Right.
The 90s are questionable. Obviously, that's not the point. But if you missed the call with Diana from this morning, here's a clip to catch you up to speed of what was talked about and why Diana takes issue with this mom dressing like a hooker in front of the kids.
She shows up to the front door of her house, I kid you not, in some kind of leather corset situation. The whole nine yards, patent leather, thigh-high boots.
Cute.
No one's past the age of 10 years old, so I don't know what the appeal is here or who that's for, but it looked like she was going to some kind of bachelorette party in Vegas. Not about to hand out some juice boxes to kids,
right.
Okay?
She was getting after it. Okay, nice.
Ooh, it was just uncomfortable, and it was ridiculous.
Phone lines are open, 585-252-9800, to share your thoughts this morning. Let's get right into it, because the texts have been pouring in all morning. Laura says, if this mom wants attention that badly, she can get it somewhere else. I wouldn't want my daughter thinking that's normal adult behavior.
It's really kind of, it's setting a bad precedent and it's setting a bad example. So I do understand where she's coming from with that. But again, it is her house. It's her party. It's her rules. And yeah, if you don't like it, I guess don't go.
You don't have to go.
It's literally
that's
like
the thing too.
I mean, not that it's appropriate, but like if she wanted to walk around naked and that's how she chooses to express herself and live her life, it's her house. It's not like she's showing up to someone else's house.
Hi, PXY, you're live. What's your name?
Hi, my name's Joanna.
Hi, Joanna. What are your thoughts on this?
The mom is being very judgy. she has her own. Listen, I have three boys and one girl. Okay, and two of them are teenage. One boy, one girl is a teenager.
Yeah.
And I feel that she is battling with her own insecurities, and she's projecting that on her daughter.
Right. So you think Diana is battling her own insecurities, and now her daughter's missing out on fun because of it.
Wowzers.
Well, that, yes, but I also think that her daughter's going to find out the reason of why. You don't need to let your daughter know that it's a Playboy bunny. Who cares? And I must have missed how old her daughter is. Did she mention that?
10
years old.
10.
So it's really, it's not so much about the costume. It's about the lack of clothes that this mom is wearing. Do you or do you not think it's appropriate for a mom to dress that way in front of 9-year-olds and 10-year-olds?
I feel that the mom is confident and comfortable in her own body, and she's empowering women by dressing the way she feels comfortable.
Okay.
My daughter, I've always encouraged her to dress how she is comfortable within reason, of course.
Right.
She's 16, so she can't go with just showing everything off. She's only allowed to wear certain
She can have just her belly button showing. That's it. Nothing else. But she should dress how she's appropriate. And if this mom is not comfortable with that, that's something she has to battle within.
Yeah, and her daughter's paying the price for it, too. And you know what? This is why Pilates is so important, too.
That's really
important. Sure. We'll go with that. She has to have confidence in herself that she's raising her daughter to be the way she wants her to be, especially women. You have to build them up to feel empowered, comfortable, confident. And because there's so many people that are dragging women down and our youth down. They struggle in different areas. Every day.
Yeah, sure. That's a great angle. I appreciate you calling in, Joanna. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You as well. All right, let's go over to who else is here. Let's go over to Maggie, who says, I get why she's uncomfortable, but let's be real. The mom is probably super hot, and that's why Diana is upset. Not everything has to be a teaching moment. Kids aren't supposed to be scared by seeing a mom in a cute costume. I don't think they are scared. To be quite honest with you.
The mom is scared.
I think a lot of these kids are completely oblivious to the fact that this mom has on a sexy costume.
It's the mom who's scared.
Right, of course. Diana takes issue with this.
Yes.
585-252-9800 is the number to text or call in right now. Tanya says, sure, you don't have to send your kid, but this mom probably needs to hear and understand why. There's a ton of people who don't understand how they come off. Let her know your kid isn't attending because you think walking around half naked in front of children is a good idea.
Correct.
Whose side are you on?
Oh, my God. I'm not on anyone's side. I'm playing devil's advocate is what I'm doing. I think that she's allowed to do what she wants in her house. And again, if she takes issue with it, if Diana takes issue with it, yeah, your kid won't go. But also, you need to keep in mind that your kid on Monday is going to be the only kid not talking about how much fun they had at the party.
Well, that's
and that's
true,
going to make them feel bad.
Let's go over to Carmen on hold. Good morning, Carmen.
Good morning.
What's up? I know you got a good take on this. Go ahead, buddy.
The one lady telling the mother that she's dressing appropriately to how she feels so she feels empowered, while on the same note telling her daughter what she can wear to a certain extent. If this was a dude dressing that way in front of 10-year-olds, people would be outraged. I don't think it's appropriate at all.
So you wouldn't send your kid to this party because of the mom showing up to the door wearing pretty much nothing. Your 10-year-old's not showing up there.
No, absolutely not. I don't think it's right, guys. And I think if you put it on the other foot and you say it's a man that's dressing inappropriately at a party, everybody would be going nuts.
Yeah.
But even if it is their house...
No, it doesn't matter, Breeze, because, I mean, you're inviting people over,
no,
right?
I know. I know.
You have to have a certain decor, right? Decorum?
Right, for sure.
Listen, there's clearly going to be people who are uncomfortable, and that's their choice not to attend for that reason. And the question is, do you let this mom know why you're not attending and tell her?
Yeah.
There you go.
Dude, I have a problem keeping thoughts in my head as it is. I would absolutely say something.
That's why you're our favorite caller.
Thanks, Carmen. Have a good day, buddy. Let me get to two more texts coming in right now. Guys, I went through something similar with my niece last year. She was invited to a Halloween party. The mom showed up in a sexy inmate costume with thigh-high boots on.
Not the inmate.
This isn't funny. Kids are watching how adults behave, and seeing someone prioritize showing off over being age-appropriate sets a weird example. I ended up taking my niece home early and explaining that sometimes adults make choices that aren't for kids, and that's okay, but we don't have to participate.
Sure.
That's a great response, too, because you said everything without having to say everything.
Anything at all. Yeah. For sure.
And you know what I love about thigh-high boots? They're sexy but also classy. Like, teachers can totally get away with wearing them as long as they throw on a blazer. Real estate agents, no problem. Slap on a pair of reading glasses, all of a sudden it's all business.
When did our show turn into your personal forum to just air out your kinks? I'm so confused. No, I'm confused. 98PXY.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll.
I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show.
There. I said it.
Now, doesn't that feel better?
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present
There I Said
on
It
on the number one hit music station.
98 BXY.
Okay, let's let them rip this morning, shall we? Welcome to Wednesday, you guys. It's There I Said It, 585-252-9800 to get something off your chest and clear
the air, baby.
Let's get over to our friend JT, who got here first. What's up, guys? Good morning. It's crazy how many people play the victim when they get fired. If you were fired, it's probably for good reason. Learn how to take accountability. There, I said it. Okay.
Well, that is, I mean, unless you got laid off, that's not really your fault. They just cut your position, you know?
Yeah, that's true, too.
In that case, you really are the victim.
There is difference between getting fired, getting laid off, getting furloughed, all of the things.
Yeah, it's different layers, for sure.
Sean says, what do you guys think all those people are doing who ended up quitting their jobs and selling their homes last month because they thought the resurrection was going to take place? Guess you shouldn't believe everything you see or read on the internet. There,
true.
Yeah, that's a tough situation to be in because there were a lot of people that said their farewells, they got rid of their pets, they sold their homes, and they told their boss they were quitting. And they sat in the forest and they waited for Jesus to arrive. It didn't take place. And then that was it. They're homeless.
That's the end of that.
That's that.
Brendan's here. He said, I'm still thinking about that adoption lady from the other day. What a Looney Tune and miserable human being. And I hope I never have the privilege of meeting her. There, I said it.
Who's that?
See, our show is thought provoking. It sticks with you. The adoption lady about putting the child up for adoption.
Oh, yes. That was, when was that? All the shows kind of blur together.
Yeah, it was like a couple weeks ago.
But yeah, that was a little while ago.
I'm glad you're still thinking about it, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad we make an impact here on PXY Mornings. Kristen says, if a mom is dressing like Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman and thinking it's okay to host a Halloween party for kids at the same time, then she's just not a good parent. There, I said it. Yes.
This person says, this is a message to all my salespeople out there. If your pitch is supposed to be 60 to 90 minutes, don't be at my house for 3 hours. There, I said it.
Well, who's going to someone's house for a sales pitch?
They just sit there. They're like, so I'm not leaving until you buy something. My family needs to eat, so.
God. It would be crazy to let somebody in your home today and sit in the living room or at the kitchen table and allow them to do a sales pitch. Then what? What comes next? The knife or the gun?
Kirby, Cutco, you know.
Yeah, Cutco.
Pampered Chef.
I was a sales guy for them for 2 weeks.
What's the other one? Arbonne.
Magic Bullet. Good morning, guys. If you still sleep with stuffed animals as an adult, you need therapy. There, I said it. I disagree. Hi, Breezy.
Okay.
Yeah, how old do you think this teddy bear is now? I got it when I was a senior in high school, 18. I'm 41 now.
So it's probably 25 years old.
Oh, well, easy.
Well, it was manufactured at one point.
Yes.
So you got
to the original tag on it.
You got to take that into consideration. Wait, does it have, give me that.
I don't sleep with it.
I know. Give me it. Does it have the date on it? Maybe?
Just be careful with it, okay?
Oh, God. Now you're cracking the TV. Perfect.
Let me get to one more here that says, anyone who says I'm not like other guys or girls while doing exactly the same basic thing everyone else does is delusional. There, I said it. This is why I stopped dating. Pop off, Amy.
Amy. Damn it. There's no date on here.
It's okay. It's timeless.
Are Carlton cards still a thing, though? We'll look up.
Carlton cards. Jackie says, Moose and Breezy, if your kids are constantly screaming in restaurants, a.k.a. Village Bakery, and you just sit there scrolling your phone, you're the problem, not the kids. There, I said it.
There she said
it. Hot take. Jackie, thank you for texting in.
This was made in Cleveland. I don't want it anymore.
I love this.
I like have this burning passion and hatred for Ohio. I don't know why.
I don't understand.
I just don't like it.
Yeah, what is your deal with Cleveland?
I just don't like Ohio. I mean, Cleveland's fine. I just don't like Ohio.
When was the last time you were in Ohio?
Well, I've been to Cleveland multiple times I saw Taylor Swift in Cleveland, the Browns Stadium. I also saw another concert there. I've been there. It's an easy drive. I just, you know.
But Ohio's famous. That is
what?
It's the birthplace of aviation.
What?
Yeah. This is mine for today. If you drive a really nice car but have one mismatched door with a McDonald's cup that's been sitting in the cup holder for weeks, you're white trash. There, I said it. You are.
Disgusting.
What does it take? What does it take to throw that damn cup out? The things I see in people's car, because I can't mind my own business when getting out of my own, I have
you
to look
in
someone's car.
People's windows is illegal, so.
I can't help it. When you park next to someone, you guys do it too. You do it too. You get out of your car and you just happen to glance over and see what's in another person's car.
I'm not aware of my surroundings. I wish I was. I'm just not.
And I would be very mindful of this. If you're looking for a new job and you roll up to do the interview process, you better make sure your car's cleaned out, because they will send somebody from the office to go look inside your car to see how neat and clean you are and organized.
No, they're not.
100% they've done that. They do it. There are companies
that
will do
it.
No, I'm telling you, Breezy, companies will do it. You guys call me right now if you work for a company. I guarantee you Paychex does this. They do it. Shannon says, hi, guys. So I have a friend who's an empath.
If people have to say they're an empath, they're probably not an empath.
Her house smells like 14 essential oils. She has 3 cats.
Ew.
But she also refuses to wear deodorant. And I just wish people like this can be more self-aware. There, I said it. Oh, you're right, Shannon. Yeah, all these people are texting in right now. Yeah, Moose, you're right. So
it was literally just you on your 3 runners. So, perfect.
Goose. Bombs. 98PXY's Haunted Hayrides of Greater Rochester are back for their 23rd year.
And this isn't just a ride. It's a full-on scream fest with your crew.
Every weekend through October 26th, Williamson turns into your worst nightmare. In the best way.
Skip the boring lines with a line jumper pass and get straight to the scares.
Tickets and full schedule are up now at hauntedhayridesrochester.com.
Bring your friends. Bring your nerves.
Just don't come alone. The Haunted Hayrides of Greater Rochester is brought to you by The Barnes Firm. Personal injury lawyers who won't leave you in the dark.
And Plato's Closet, with locations in Victor, Greece, and Henrietta.
Dua Lipa on PXY Mornings. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the show. So more than 50 schools from the Rochester area participated in the annual Rock With Your Hands Career Exploration event. This was yesterday at the Rochester Community Sports Complex. The event connected students to real-world career options in industries from grades 7 through 12. And yesterday, even though the weather sucked, still great event, I went out there after the show with the radio station and really got a chance to speak with their kids, speak to the kids about their future.
Mm-hmm.
And one student asked me if 98PXY was a construction company. And I said, not exactly, but we're close. You know what I mean? We do a lot of heavy lifting here.
Right.
Mayor Malik Evans came out. There was over 75 employers that offered kids hands-on experience. And I mean, it just taught them about skilled trades and offered them other options if college wasn't something that they saw themselves doing after they graduated.
Right.
And let's be honest, I mean, school's not for everyone.
Trade school is like literally the way.
It is, in my opinion.
I went to trade school.
What was your trade?
Cosmetology.
And you're using it too.
I am.
Yes. It just gave these students a chance to figure out what trades they might be interested in and a chance to learn directly from professionals. And, you know, I was walking around yesterday. there must have been over 300 something kids there. And I was asking, I asked dozens of kids. I wanted to know, what do you plan on doing when you graduate? What are your interests? And I'd say at least 12 of them all gave me the same answer. I want to be an influencer.
Yeah.
I said, well, how do you get started with something like that? And they said, you post.
You just got to keep posting.
You post online. I said, about what? What are you posting?
Talk about a saturated market.
Yeah, it's really tough out there. Oof. Overall, really awesome event. And so many kids yesterday were really excited to get an idea of what they may want to do after graduation. Coming up on the show, Nicole from Gates wrote in for Parental Confidential, says her 13-year-old daughter's new stepmom completely crossed the line after buying her something she specifically wasn't allowed to have. Mm. And the question is, did she overstep her boundaries as a parent? Or is Nicole overreacting? We'll get to Nicole's message for Parental and hear what you guys think coming up next.
Fall's hottest accessory.
Goosebumps. 98 PXY's Haunted Hayrides of Greater Rochester are back for their 23rd year.
And this isn't just a ride. It's a full-on scream fest with your crew.
Every weekend through October 26th, Williamson turns into your worst nightmare in the best way.
Skip the boring lines with a line jumper pass and get straight to the scares.
Tickets and full schedule are up now at hauntedhayridesrochester.com.
Bring your friends.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. You know, I found this next message from Nicole to be pretty interesting because it's exactly the conversation we had yesterday morning on the show about kids not being allowed to be kids anymore. There is a pressure to have a phone, to have social media, and to grow up pretty quickly. And last night, we get this message from Nicole who says her daughter's new stepmother ruined all of that.
Oh, God.
How would you handle this if you found out your child's step-parent went behind your back without asking, bought your kid a new phone? When the rules were very clear. No phone until you're 15.
Period.
And her daughter's 13. 585-252-9800. Let us know your thoughts. Here's the message we got from Nicole. It says, hey, guys, I'm honestly livid right now and need to know if anyone else would feel the same way. My ex-husband recently got remarried, and his new wife, who's only been around for maybe a little over a year, just went out and bought my 13-year-old daughter a brand new iPhone. No heads up, no conversation, no nothing. Now, before anyone says I'm overreacting, let me explain. I had a very clear rule in my house. No smartphone, no social media until at least 15. My daughter and I talked about it multiple times. She cried about it. She begged. I stood my ground because I wanted her to be a kid a little longer. Then this woman comes along and completely undermines me. Just walks into a store, drops a grand on a phone, and acts like she's doing everyone a favor. My daughter came home showing it off, saying, Amanda said I'm mature enough to have a phone.
Ooh.
I could have screamed. I feel like my entire parenting decision just got flushed because this woman wanted to play the cool mom. My ex thinks I'm being dramatic and it's no big deal. But it is a big deal. It's about boundaries. It's about respect. And I'm being pretty patient. And also, I need to know, am I being the one who's petty about this? Or is it completely out of line for a step-parent to make a parenting call like this without even talking to me first? Thanks, Moose and Breezy. Appreciate you guys.
Honestly, how dare your ex-husband or baby daddy even allow that?
I don't know. I'm Team Nicole all day on this one. This stepmom is out of her element. Guys, whose side are you on right now? Team Nicole, who told her daughter no iPhone until she's 15, or Team Amanda, the stepmom, who went behind Nicole's back and bought her stepdaughter an iPhone at only 13.
Right.
Because, you know, maybe she's trying to build that relationship with her stepdaughter and be the cool step-parent.
Yeah, but she's definitely, it's not even like about relationship building, though. It's just about like winning them over.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
She's ruining all of Nicole's plans.
Yeah.
She didn't just ruin them. She took a big steamy dump on him, then flushed him, which was very polite of her to do. All right, guys, let us know what you think. Like I said, I'm going to go with Nicole on this one because if I was a step parent, or excuse me, if I was a parent and the step dad went behind my back, after doing this, I think anybody would be upset.
Yeah.
You know what? I would love to hear from you if you're a step-parent. Mm-hmm. What do you think about this?
There are so many step-parents that toe the line, right? And they tiptoe around because they don't want to create any drama
sure.
or conflict with their partner and their partner's ex. And then there's some people that just thrive on it. They love it. They just can't get enough of it.
Right. They like twisting
the knife.
And
they're using like the children as pawns and scapegoats and things like that to just cause problems.
Drama.
Honestly.
This one came in from Mark. Sorry, but that stepmom completely overstepped. It doesn't matter if it's a phone, a piercing, a puppy. You don't make those decisions unless you're the parent. And the dad brushing it off like it's no big deal, that's the real problem.
Because here. Those decisions have long-lasting consequences, whether it be a dog, you know, whether it be a phone, whether it be something that is going to stay with you in the phone case, the rest of your life, or the dog the next 10 to 15 years.
I mean, listen, it's a little manipulative. This stepmom knows.
A little.
She knows what she's doing. And now all of a sudden, every time this 13-year-old wants something, you think she's going to go to her mother and open up to her mom? No.
No.
She knows she can go to the cool step parent because she's going to get what she wants.
This person says Team Nicole, and that stepmom is getting her hair dragged.
Oh, damn.
Not the violence.
Good morning, guys. I went through almost the same exact thing when my ex-girlfriend started buying my daughter designer stuff. I said she couldn't have. It's about control and it's about ego. That woman trying to insert herself where she doesn't belong, that's the problem. Team Nicole all day long.
Team Nicole.
Jordan says, good morning, Moose and Breezy. Step-parent. Step-parents have a really hard job. They're constantly judged. They're walking a tightrope. Amanda buying the phone might have been her way of showing love and not letting the kid feel punished for her parents' divorce. I personally get it. I'm Team Amanda. Okay, we got one for Team Amanda. Interesting.
This person says, I'm a stepmom and I would never, even though the mom is awful, I still wouldn't do that.
Yeah, you just don't do it. And you know what you're doing by doing it.
You 100% know what you're doing.
You want to piss off the parent. Clearly.
That's honestly the only reason you're doing it. Like, you sitting there being like, oh, well, I just want them to be safe and I want them to be in communication. No. I've seen a story about a mom who I think got her son like an iPhone. No, she got her son like a flip phone, like a basic phone for communication.
Right.
And then the dad went and got him an iPhone. So now he has two phones.
Everybody's trying to one-up each other.
And it's just like...
it's messy.
Two phones? What do you... plug? You know? Like, what's happening here?
Hey, guys. It's Sarah. I'm fuming just listening to this. That stepmom had absolutely no right. Buying a kid something their mom explicitly said no to isn't generous. It's manipulative. She's trying to play cool mom, and it's disgusting. Team Nicole all day. Pop off. Hey, guys, I just want to say that I'm also a stepmom, and I would never do something like this. You earn trust with the biological parent first, not by buying your way into the kid's heart. That is such a rookie move. Yeah. Team Nicole.
Team Nicole, indeed. This person says, so disrespectful of the stepmom and the ex-husband. It sets a terrible tone for the child to be in between of. If I was the mom, I'd be hoping that she accidentally breaks it or waterlogs the phone.
You know, at the end of the day, and I've seen this time and time again with like blended families and whatnot, if the two parents are not on the same page or don't have each other's back, whether they're still together or not, it gets really, really messy. You see what I'm saying? Because now this mom, she looks like just an evil person. Because now it's the dad and the stepmom versus her. And the daughter, like I said, she knows who she's going to go to when she wants something.
This person says, honestly, it really doesn't matter if the step-parent bought them a phone. Because in your household, you have control of what your kids are allowed to do and what they are allowed to have. And if they're not allowed to have a phone... while they're with you, that's how you choose to parent, and they're going to have to respect that. So what, they just leave their phone at their dads.
What choice do they have? So when they come into your house, there's absolutely no phone. In which case, they're miserable the whole time and can't wait to get home.
Yeah, they don't want to come over anymore.
Yeah. The whole bunch of people weighing in here, they're all for Team Nicole here. The majority of people are for Team Nicole. This is exactly why parenting is difficult, especially when it comes to blended families and new partners. Amanda, you just started a war you may not be able to finish. And we wish you luck. Thanks for
your story. You're going to need it.
Thanks for your story, Nicole, and letting us into your world this morning. This might be a tough conversation you're going to have with your ex and Amanda.
Yeah.
But a well-needed conversation at that. So try and go return the phone.
Period.
All right, guys. It's PXY Mornings. Moose Breezy, thanks for the messages. Stay there.
Hey, it's me, Julia, your at-work bestie on 98PXY. Each weekday, just after 2:30, I share my life hack of the day. I promise it'll make your life a little easier. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze. Welcome back to the show. 60 for the high today. The Life of a Showgirl.
Mm-hmm.
This is the new studio album by Taylor Swift. I gotta tell you, Breeze, I listened to a number of the tracks yesterday.
Okay.
I put together a list. I'll give you my top five.
Yeah, give me your top five. So, I have my top five, too.
You have one?
Yeah.
So I like Actually Romantic.
Okay.
The Life of a Showgirl.
Okay.
Wishlist would. And then I would end it with probably The Fate of Ophelia.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Okay.
So. And some of these songs are a little slower, but honestly, I didn't mind. Mm. You know, I kind of got, I know you hate that.
My top five were Elizabeth Taylor. Wishlist,
okay.
Canceled, Ruin the Friendship, and Life of a Showgirl.
And the thing is, too, none of this actually really matters because we're going to go back and listen 100 times again, and that's probably all going to change.
Right.
Songs grow on you.
Right.
You know, when you listen for the first time, it's different than listening
for the 100th.
Right, because it starts to grow on you more, and then the lyrics also start to have different meaning. And you talked about this morning.
Right.
You black out when you listen to it for the first time.
I'm having this like existential crisis, or at least I did over the weekend, because the album was released Friday. Whether you like Taylor Swift or not, you've either heard it on purpose or heard it on accident, either on our show or other platforms and mediums. I mean, the songs are huge. The songs are everywhere. That just is what it is. It's Taylor Swift. Like, if you can't beat them, join them. But when I listened to the album for the first time, there is so much like pressure on me, I put on myself,
yeah,
to like understand what's going on. And I honestly kind of revert back to me being in school and having to like pay attention. And it really drives me up a wall because it is so hard for me to do. And I mean, listening to an album, listening to music is a leisurely thing, right? There's no pressure. It's not like a huge deal. But I feel as if it is a huge deal because listening to an album for the first time, I do not comprehend anything that's going on. I feel like it's a little bit overstimulating for me, if I'm being honest.
I'm the same exact way when it comes to reading. And some of you, in the almost 3 years that Breezy and I have been doing the show together, you may or may not have picked up on the fact that both of us have
severe learning disabilities.
Took the words right out of my mouth.
Severe. So when it comes to sitting there and a fun activity that would be, you know, listening to Taylor Swift's album be released for the first time, I listened to it on my way to work on Friday. And like, there was just so much pressure. And like, I don't know, I'm trying to describe it to the best of my ability, but like, I don't know how I am supposed to take in the title of the song, then take in the song beat and like catch a vibe from it, while also understanding it lyrically. Like, I am overwhelmed. I'm overstimulated. I can't process.
It's, you know, and that's one of the things that I, and how many of you guys are the same exact way? You struggled with this. And music is an example.
Right.
But it's doing, we're talking about doing anything for the first time. As an example, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh grade, it was my worst nightmare when they would make us read a chapter in class to ourselves and then write down what we read. One year, I remember in fifth grade, I put the book down, walked out of class, went outside, got in the fetal position and just cried out in the playground.
You did that earlier this morning too.
They came and got me. They're like, what's wrong? I'm like, I don't know what I read. It's okay. It's okay. I was having a meltdown because I couldn't retain the information. I just got done reading. And yeah. I got to go back.
Yeah, no clue.
And it's difficult. And sometimes the same thing happens when maybe you watch a movie
yeah.
or you're listening to music.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that has something to do with ADHD or what have you.
But oh, it definitely does. It definitely does because it's like the retention isn't there, right? Like you're not retaining what's happening. And I loved the album. Well, I didn't love the album. I liked the album. I do. And I think giving it more time. But I think this goes to for anything in life, like you said. And if you're like a kid listening to this right now or a young adult and you're also just like kind of figuring this out for the first time, the old saying, a tale as old as time, is practice makes perfect. Like the more you listen to that album, the more you read that book, the more you get reps in for something, you're going to be fine and you're going to eventually understand it. But I just thought it was so interesting because I'm like, here I am, a 31-year-old woman listening to the Taylor Swift album for the first time, an album that I, an artist that I've been listening to ever since I yeah. was in high school, middle school, right? And I feel like I'm going back to that point in my life just by listening to it and not fully understanding it. And it makes me feel like behind a little bit from other people who are like, oh my God, this is the album of our generation. Lyrically, this is amazing. I've never heard a message like this before. I'm like, I don't even know what she said.
Maybe this has deeper.
I didn't even know Taylor Swift was even on the album.
Right. Maybe this is a deeper meaning to it.
Right.
This is her 12th album?
This is her 12th album with 12 tracks, yes.
At this point, maybe you're just checked out and over it.
No, it's not.
Yeah, this is a possibility.
But like, for example, her singing about her sex life with Travis Kelce, like someone had to tell me about that, right? Like I didn't know that's what Wood was about until I actually went back and I need someone to tip me off to actually what is going on for me to actually understand.
Yeah, the majority of the time we're not actually paying attention.
No.
And I hate to say it, but a lot of the time we think we're listening or we think we're reading, but our brain is actually multitasking.
This person says, I feel the same way about Bad Bunny.
Yeah.
Bad Bunny, who is going to be doing the Super Bowl. Shout out.
Anytime I read, it's like I feel like a cracked out squirrel. You're reading, but also thinking about what to eat. You know, you just...
Put that on Tombstone. Put
like, I'm talking to you right now, but I'm thinking about...
He doesn't even know what he's thinking about.
Thinking about Ed Gein.
You're obsessed.
I am. It's really bad. But if you haven't heard Life of a Showgirl, we absolutely recommend it. And this is actually a really good transition. Get ready, Swifties, because the ultimate tribute is coming to Fort Hill Performing Arts Center, which is in Canandaigua, yes? Yeah. This is going to be November 7th, and 98PXY has free tickets. So if you head on over to the contest page at 98PXY.com, all you have to do is enter for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Taylor's Story, a tribute to Taylor Swift, and then they'll let you know if you win. Get your tickets now before they're gone. You can go to forthillpac.com.
Loving it.
Can't even tell you what I just read.
Perfect.
98PXY's Moose and Breezy invite you to grab your popcorn. Get comfortable in your seat. Because Breezy's about to break down a classic she somehow missed over the last quarter century. It's Breezy's Big Movie Review.
Action! Yesterday on the show, Breezy and I acted out the comedy romance film American Beauty from 1999, starring Kevin Spacey and Annette Bening.
Romance?
Yeah.
Comedy?
Yeah. Before we get to Breezy's review of the film, here is a clip of us absolutely crushing it yesterday from a scene from the movie on Moosterpiece Theater. Take a listen. Jenny, today I quit my job, and then I told my boss to go F himself. And then I blackmailed him for almost $60,000. Can you pass the asparagus?
Your father seems to think this behavior is something to be proud of.
And your mother seems to think that I go through life as a prisoner while she keeps my privates in a mason jar underneath the kitchen sink.
I am marveled that you can't be so contemptuous with me on the same day that you lose your job.
I didn't lose it. It's not like, whoops, where'd my job go? I quit! Someone please pass the asparagus.
Oh! And I want to thank you for putting me under an added pressure of being a soul bread now. The soul bread. The soul bread.
Breadwinner. Come on, keep going.
Right, right, right. Who's going to pay the mortgage? Were you drunk when you wrote this?
Yeah, I was on something.
Okay, perfect. I'll just leave it all up to Carolyn. I'll just leave it all up to Carolyn. No worries.
Someone please pass the asparagus.
So now you're just going to take care of anything. Everything, aren't you, Carolyn? Of course. You don't mind. Why would I mind? My husband thinks it's okay to just go quit his job.
You know, I am sick and tired of being treated like I don't exist. You two get to do whatever you want, and I don't ever complain. Also, another thing. From now on, we're going to alternate our dinner music because, frankly, and I don't think I'm alone here, when I say I'm really tired of this Lawrence Welk crap.
I'm leaving! Ah!
Cut!
All right, before we ask Breezy if this movie held up, let's break it down real quick. A operative becomes delusional when his existence begins to hunger for fresh excitement in his life. This is Kevin Spacey's character. And as he experiences a new awakening of the senses, his wife and daughter also undergo changes that seriously affect their family. Critically acclaimed, this film won Oscars for Best Screenplay, Best Director, Best Actor, and Best Film. Rotten Tomatoes scored it 87%.
The accolades are crazy.
Did this movie hold up, Breezy?
I mean... Of course.
Yeah, it must have.
Has to. I mean, did you take in all the awards you just
exactly?
Of course. Yeah, Lester's not it.
He's not it.
Lester's not it.
I think this is what happens when you're just married for too long. You just lose your mind.
That's it.
No, that's not what it was.
I don't think that's it at all. Actually, I think he was a creep.
You do.
Yes, I do.
I didn't see it that way. Breezy, who's your favorite character in the film? Was it Lester?
I didn't have any sexual fantasies about a middle schooler. It's fine.
Oh, I don't remember that part of the movie.
What are you talking about?
I must have blacked out.
It's like literally the whole movie.
My favorite part of the film is when he's this rich dude. He's working for this Fortune 500 company, and then all of a sudden—
Now he's frying fish.
He's frying fish at a fast food restaurant at a drive-thru window.
But one hell of a severance package, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what's up. Breezy, favorite character?
Honestly, they were all so unlikable that it was just really hard.
Yeah, it was really tough.
But I think I gotta go Jane.
Going with Jane.
Yeah.
All right, love that. And the least favorite character is Lester.
Without a doubt.
Okay.
Without a shadow of a doubt.
Yeah. What is the one thing you took away from—
He was also extremely homophobic, so—
What's the one thing you took away from American Beauty? What did you learn after watching this film?
Well, I learned that not much has changed.
Okay.
There are still creeps out there to this day, and they were just as prevalent in the 90s, 1990.
Oh, sure.
Yes.
Sure. Did you have a favorite scene in the movie?
Well, I'll revisit the scene that you basically are saying didn't exist, because when they went to the cheerleading competition or game or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And he was obsessed with her. Literally obsessed with her. Her name's Angela, not Jane. That was where everything came to a head.
That's where,
in my opinion.
Yes, in the doubt. I haven't seen this movie in about 10 years, so it's been a little while. Did you have a least favorite scene? What did you hate the most about this movie?
I think the ending.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it didn't end well. Let's just say that. And
the whole family was just very materialistic. And that's what it comes down to. Everybody's just obsessed with things.
Carolyn was that girl.
Correct.
You know what I mean?
100%.
She was that girl. All she cared about was status and
the best furniture.
The part and feeling the part and doing everything. And, you know, she was a pretty successful real estate agent.
That she was. This movie was from 1999, Breezy. So give us your
Before the market was completely saturated.
Give us your best throwback moment from the film American Beauty, starring Kevin Spacey.
I think my favorite throwback moment was probably when they were at the dinner table and just setting the scene of just what it looked like in the 90s. It took me back to a place where
I was 5 years old.
What family does this every night for dinner? You're playing Lawrence Welk in the background. Lawrence Welk. There's candlelight dinner. You're using your best china. That's dinner every night?
It's like every movie when the family is eating breakfast wholesomely in the morning on a Tuesday. They're doing flapjacks and cooking bacon. I go,
sausage.
In what world?
Fresh fruit.
Did that ever happen?
The kid runs
like,
down.
Oh, I'm gonna miss the bus.
He grabs one apple.
First of all, it's 8:30, so
it pisses me off.
Like, I got on the bus at 6:45. What is happening here?
Who's mommy making all that food for?
Also, they
chill.
And they always just take one slice of bacon and run out. It's like, now all the food's going to waste?
Out of 5 popcorn buckets, what are you scoring American Beauty?
It was an odd film. And you know, if there's one thing about me, I love to go against the grain. So I'm going to give it, based on all the accolades it got, which seems like it should be 10 out of 10, I'm giving it a 3.2.
That's really low, but
average. You know what I mean?
I would 4.5.
Average.
The lowest.
So.
I mean, really great film, though. If you guys haven't seen it, you'll love the film. You'll love Kevin Spacey's character. He just stands for a lot of good things. You know what I mean?
It's too much.
98PXY is free.
And all.
Sometimes you don't get a minute. It's PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy, Tate McRae. How many of you have ever been swindled online? I mean, we talked about it. What was it? Earlier, was it last week or this week? Last week, getting duped on GoFundMe.
Oh, my God.
I mean, these things happen, you guys. You got to be careful with where you're giving your money and who you're interacting with online. Because some people will take you for everything they got.
I cannot believe I was in this situation yesterday, but I'm honestly not super shocked. So, basically, I don't talk about it often, but I own like a braiding business that I do on the side, and I do like little girls' birthdays, and I went to cosmetology school and whatever. I'm not going to bore you with the details, but I have this business and I've had it for 2 years, and I had someone reach out to me that was basically like, hey, like I would be super interested in like running your social. And for me, like that's what I do for a living, and I don't like need anybody to do that for me, nor would I pay anybody to do that for me.
Right. I would be very surprised if you allowed somebody else to do that for
me. But the way it was positioned to me was like, hey, I'm a college kid and like I just want to get things on my resume. That's how it was positioned to me when they initially reached out. And people reach out all the time for different things. And I, 9 times out of 10, don't always respond, but I felt inclined to respond to this person because they seemed like they were new and they seemed like they were just like trying to get their feet wet.
Okay.
They were a Rochester local. They go to school here, all of the things.
And they have a legit account.
Yeah. This is a legit like media, like, you know, company that they're starting or trying to start, whatever. And they were like, I'm offering my help for free or at low cost right now to build experience and support businesses that I really believe in. And I would love to help garnish your TikTok or Instagram page. I'm like, well, I don't have a TikTok for that. Like, whatever. So I meet with this person and they're very sweet. We have a great meeting, super chill. We're like in Starbucks. It's nothing crazy. And then they drop on me, this is going to be like $500 a month. I'm like, $500 a month?
I thought they just wanted the experience.
I literally my jaw hit the floor.
This is why I get pissed every time.
Said free to little cost. And I'm like, okay.
To them, that's little cost. To you, it's not. But this is what pisses me off. Every time I go to sign up for an app that tries to basically swindle you into thinking that it's free, and you put all your information in, and then it's like, all right, so it's going to be $35 a month. And it's like, oh, God.
After you get through all of that
stuff. Took me 20 minutes. I'm like, you know what? But it's my fault. I should know better by now.
100%. It's just like, do I have waste my time tattooed across my forehead?
How old do you think this person was?
She was like literally probably 20, 19, 20.
Maybe she should have led with that. but she knows that, you know,
but I
that's,
was,
that's not going to work.
How I was looking at it was like, oh, I'm helping you. You know what I mean? Like, yes, inadvertently, you are helping me. I don't need help necessarily. Like, yes, I need help because I'm drowning and I literally manage three different Instagram accounts and it's a lot for me. And like, everyone's like, your job's not hard. I'm like, okay, whatever. Come do my job for a day. But like, I was like, oh, this would be awesome. If you wanted, even if it was just like a month to like build your resume.
What was your response when she said how much it was going to be?
Well, we were like already knee deep into the meeting in person. So I.
What'd you do? You meet her at a coffee shop?
I just said we met at Starbucks. Yeah.
So you're
we literally had like a full face-to-face meeting. That's like, I like took time out of my day to meet with this person.
The look on your face up front, close and personal.
So I'm getting married and I just bought a house and I have like four weddings this year.
Yeah.
So like, I don't think that's like in the cards for me, but like.
She's like, what about $475?
I'm like, you said it was free. You literally positioned this as free.
Right.
That's the only reason why I'm here.
By the way, how much time did you give her?
An hour?
Yeah, that's what, 60 minutes too long. What
I
a
just,
waste.
Just like, I don't know.
Hey,
listen, in
this person's defense, I appreciate.
She shot her shot.
The drive and the ambition.
But she also lied.
Well, you know. Here's the thing. If she started off with, I'm looking to do this thing, I'm charging $500 a month, nobody would give her the time or day. But if she had 60 minutes to sell herself and then tell you the price, she's got a better shot. Because really, the only time...
But don't text me and say it's free.
But at Sales 101, anytime somebody gives you money, it's because not so much they love the product, it's because they trust you. And she was just trying to gain your trust. She almost had you.
She didn't. I would never. You know how cheap I am? I would never in a million years.
500.
Why would I pay someone to do the job that I'm doing? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Where she went wrong is 500 is way too much for somebody who's not experienced or can guarantee any kind of, you know.
You know what she said to me?
Satisfaction or results.
She said, anyone doing this job right now is charging anywhere from 8 to 9. I think that's way too much. I think that's crazy. That's why I'm coming in at 5. I'm like,
yeah, but who are you? What are
exactly?
What are your credentials?
I'm like, you're literally in college. I go, so you go to school for marketing, right? She goes, no, I'm in school for education. I go, what is happening right now?
Yeah, I understand what she's doing.
I get
though.
The side hustle, and I get it, and I love that literal moment for her. Also, it pissed me off because she's like,
what?
This is just.
What?
This is just me and my own ego. But she was like, you've lived in Rochester your whole life, but like you've never heard of 90PXY. Like, please, give me a break.
She's never heard of the radio
station. That's what she said. That's what she said.
She's dead to us.
And that's when I wanted to end the meeting right there, but that was only 5 minutes in.
So. Yeah, listen. Hey, she shot her shot. That's okay.
But now you know, she's texting me. What do I do?
What do you mean?
She's not interested. I can't wait to get started. I'm like,
oh, you didn't even tell her a solid no?
Not yet.
That's on you, Breezy. What do you mean not yet?
I don't know. I'm panicking.
I'm getting a lot of mixed signals here, and I'm sure you guys are too. She said $500. You said no. You lied to me. This was supposed to be free. And now she's still wondering if she's on the hook for getting the job? I'm confused.
I never said no. I didn't. I was bewildered.
So how'd you leave it off?
I was just like, we'll be in touch. So.
This is on you.
Not me Venmoing her $500.
Hey, it's Devin's, and I've got random facts for you every hour, every afternoon that'll make you go, wait, what? Starting at 3 today on 98PXY.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.